At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Other people's problems, we abbreviated OPP. You can find it on the ODD.
No.
Oh.
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
There we go. The Odyssey app has all the OPPs.
Today we have Jackie. She's dealing with some new neighbors, and spirits aren't high.
Yay.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to figure out what his pun is in there. What's going on with your neighbors, Jackie?
Man, I live in a paired home with my husband and my six-year-old daughter.
Okay.
And we have made this into our dream home.
Oh, that's awesome.
But as a paired home, a duplex implies we share a wall and we have to deal with our neighbors. So our neighbors decided that they are going to rent out their side.
Uh-oh.
And we own... And they own, but now there's some renters, and these young guys are total potheads. Like, I'm talking about wake and bake, but then it never stops. It goes
wake
late
and bake,
into the
and
night.
Then breakfast and bake, and then
lunch and bake, and then lunch and bake.
Well, you gotta have that life.
Made up. It's a lot of eating.
Inside the house, outside the house, on top of the house, everywhere. Where are they baking at?
Well, they're in the front yard. They're in the backyard. Ooh. I don't know where they're smoking. I mean, they seem to have friends over a lot. But I can't go in my yard without smelling it. I smell it some in the house, but it's definitely in the yard. So I don't know what they're doing in their home.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
so there's no place that we can go at this point. We're like, have this house that we love and we can't go out in the yard with our daughter. I mean, it seems a little.
You can't go in the yard with your daughter because it smells weird?
Like, is she noticing the smell?
Dude, I hate to say this. I mean, you don't know me, so I'll say it a little anonymously, but she was acting funny the other day. Like, it's that much. It's like,
you think she got a contact high?
My 6-year-old. Yeah. I mean, you know, I can't be sure, but she was acting real dreamy. She got in the hammock. She was talking funny. So I am literally taking her inside. I'm picking up roaches that have blown over in the bowl.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, this is out of hand. And so I'm just wondering, you know, like, obviously it's legal here, right? And
yeah.
I'm just wondering, like, I don't want to breathe in somebody else's choices and lifestyle and have it affect me this dramatically.
So, Jackie, I just want to just clarify one thing that I think is pretty obvious to everyone. You don't smoke.
I don't smoke. But you know what? Even if I did, I wouldn't have a kid in this environment. That's the thing I'm most.
I mean,
but yeah, obviously I don't smoke because but if I did, this would be a lot. I mean, this isn't a normal, like, hi, I'm going to take a toke and make my life nice. This is like, and this is no gummy before bedtime. This is like, I'm at the club.
Okay.
I like that Jackie's got an open mind to it. She's like, if I did.
Right.
But.
Okay, yeah. Just 303-222-5423. I don't know what we're looking for. Just advice on how to handle it, probably. But like...
Yeah, like, is there something else I can do besides hide in my home or move?
Yeah, because if this is if, like if you fixed up your house,
you can't move. I don't recommend selling a home. I'm losing money as we speak.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Sorry, I just ruined your day. Just,
it's because it's legal.
Yeah, like if it were cigarettes, what would it be? I mean, I agree that would be just as annoying and frustrating. But can you call the cops on
if they
something?
But what if they were just drinking and they're leaving Coors Light cans up on the? On the fence
it's
or whatever.
Yucky.
Yeah.
It's yucky, but you know, like I having mean, a bad neighbor is not a, you don't have a
not
right
illegal.
To have a good neighbor. Like,
isn't that the case? I mean, it is like the thing you don't think about before you move in, especially in a paired home.
Yeah.
Well, Jackie,
I am giving everyone advice right now. Just please knock on the next door neighbor's door, talk to them, find out what their future is. For their home and find out what yours is, what you're buying into.
Are you friendly with the owners of the home?
We were. Yeah, we were. And I have thought about.
Do you rat them out?
Right. Like, is there
rat
a world?
Rat them out for what? They're not doing
they're
anything.
They're making it smell like pot in their house.
Okay. I'm sorry. What, so if, they're, live in what if they're cooking curry every day? Like when I lived in an apartment, there was like a couple who just, I think they had a business and they just, and it's like, it just smelled like curry. And it's like, is that illegal?
No.
Negative, Ghostwriter. That is not illegal.
But
nor is
it unpleasant.
It's unpleasant, but you don't have any right to pleasantness.
I was just inquiring about the relationship.
It is illegal for minors, right? And my daughter is currently.
Okay. But I just.
So that's the draw in the line for me.
You're a little bit of a.
Is it unusual for her to go in the hammock?
It sounds like a nice alternative. Yeah.
There's nothing else to do here, but it's not funny. It's heartbreaking.
No, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
I'm sorry.
And I'm just like, I need to, yeah. Let's get you some advice. I got to put you on hold because I'm afraid to talk crap about you to your face. There's no way the daughter was high. I'm sorry. Air's moving. Like, I've been in at Red Rocks when people are smoking on either side of me and got no contact high.
Well,
over
you're
a fence,
lot larger
a
than a six-year-old.
I just don't...
Although, not that much larger.
Yeah. But that's
his tolerance is higher.
But to that point, it makes it almost weirder to call the owners, the landlord, whatever, because it's like, hey, they're doing it outside?
Yeah.
Like, it's even more like, yeah, what do you want me to do?
But would you say something to them?
Would you want it outside instead of inside so it's not in the vents? You have more.
Like, if I were the owner, it'd be like, yeah, they're outside, good.
Yeah.
Like, I care about the inside of the house because that's what I own.
But there's.
I don't
maybe
know.
You
it's
do
just
say something
legal.
Maybe you go knock on their door and say, hello, neighbor. Please stop. Just I don't know.
I mean, you could ask. Because
like ask them
had neighbors who were very loud.
That's
but
different.
Like, up until 10:30 at night, it doesn't matter how loud they are.
Yeah.
You can go over there and go, hey, we've got new kids.
Right.
And so could you, I know you can legally do whatever you want until 10:30. Could you make it 8:30 for us? Could you turn it down at 8:30? But like if they say no, then now what you've got is just animosity.
Exactly. And that's, I understand because I was a young person once too who was like, I don't have kids. I'll be loud. And then
I'm
you get on the other
rent.
Side of it. Right. I know. So I don't know. Is there any way? It's definitely inconsiderate. Like, I think we can all agree. Like, it's too much, but I don't know how you address it.
I'm worried about those roaches flying over.
That is the only part where it's crossed a line.
Well, remember what happened to Swanson?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That could happen to the six-year-old.
It sounds like it already. I know. She's mad that we left. But it does sound like.
Yeah.
I think she's just kind of
she
prude.
She disciplined us.
And she's just like. My daughter was being, a six-year-old was being goofy. What? It's automatically the pot.
Yeah, I mean, that's because you said the beer can analogy. That's littering, so you'd at least have something like, hey, quit putting stuff in my yard. Maybe she goes over that way. Like, your stuff's ending up in my yard.
Yeah.
That's.
Yeah.
All right, but, so what do we do with our pothead neighbors? Can she do? I mean, it's their dream home, you guys.
And someone's dealt with this before.
For sure. Especially in Colorado.
Yeah.
If you have any advice for Jackie, 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Jackie. She's moved into her dream home. They've decorated it. They've done everything they need to do. But it's a paired home, and the people next door have rented it out to some potheads.
Yeah.
What? Oh, sorry.
I feel for her on such a level because she has a 6-year-old daughter. Yeah. But like,
she thinks her 6-year-old was acting goofy the other day.
Got in a hammock and was just laughing at everything. Those 6-year-olds, they're normally very serious and studious.
And don't you remember going into a hammock when you were 6 and you were just like giggling your butt off?
Yes.
Until
that's because I was doing heroin.
What?
No, that's how absurd it is.
You can't just like make those statements. Okay.
I liked it. It was funny.
It's okay. Van?
Yay.
Do you have advice for Jackie or what?
Yes. I just caught the tail end of that of what was going on. But if they are smoking marijuana in their apartment, they're renting, that is a violation of the rentals agreement because 100% of rental properties right now are non-smoking. Mm. So if they were doing that, they're in violation of the rental agreement and they could be evicted for it.
What if they're vaping? I mean, what's it still smells and it's still...
Well, like, what do you mean 100%? Well, are you saying...
That's also vaping. I mean, they say everything. Vaping, smoking, doesn't matter.
Does that apply outside as well?
There you go. 25 feet outside the door, whatever the law is.
I don't know.
I think where TX caught up is like smoking indoors is just forbidden.
But even then, like they're renting from an owner. I don't know what kind of agreement. Right, yeah. Is it just kind of a handshake agreement? Like, hey, we're renting your thing.
No.
Or contract.
That's in the rental agreement.
In Colorado, there's just this overarching rental agreement for everyone? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't either, and I signed a rental agreement.
Erica.
Yeah. I didn't read it.
If you're listening, run! I didn't know that.
If you read your rental agreement, it says in there, 100% no smoking.
Vaping, you got to read it.
But how do you rat them out? I don't know if I could.
Jackie would have to call.
You call the landlord. You call the management company and rat them out.
Yeah. But I mean, okay. I appreciate the call. I did not know that. We sometimes learn on this show, which is very strange. But I'm like...
I mean, I've definitely rented from people where there was not really a signed legal document. It was just like...
You're like, you have any dogs?
You're like,
no.
And you're going to pay this much per month.
Yeah. Right. That's it. They just want the money. You guys are not doing anything illegal. And they could be doing such worse things in that house. But, Devin?
Yes.
What do you think Jackie should do?
A few things. I would get her daughter tested. If she tests positive for THC, might have a legal avenue. Contact your local...
Are you being serious right now? Like, go take a lock of your daughter's hair or what? A pee test? How do you test a 6-year-old for weed? This is absurd. How did we get...
I feel like you're setting yourself up for like child protection services.
Yes.
You could, but I guess if it was my kid, I'd want to know if they were exposed to THC.
Okay.
A little bit more conservative thing, contact the local building department, see if there's a nuisance law, see if possibly they're growing it inside. Different from city to city, there's different permits. And contact owner. See if there's a provision in the lease agreement that forbids smoking, whether it's inside or outside. Or even just go knock on the neighbor's door. I think that I would start with that.
They're pot people. They're docile, right?
No, exactly. So they're not going to be as bad.
There's not like violent pot people.
Yeah, the outside isn't...
Bring Cheetos and Mountain Dew and you're going to make a new friend.
Oh my gosh.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.